Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? Old-fashioned Sunday. I love that day. Love the old-fashioned dress-up. Love the decorations. Love the dinner on the grounds. Love the old-time singing, the old-time preaching. What a great, great day the Lord gave us. The altars were used regularly, and decisions made for Christ, and what a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day we had yesterday for old-fashioned Sunday. And I hope you had a great Sunday where you were, that you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God gave you what you needed as we head into a new week here in the month of October. Now, next Sunday, we will celebrate 20 years as the pastor here at Bible Baptist Church. 13 people called us to pastor this church 20 years ago on the last Sunday of October. And so we'll celebrate 20 years here, and God has blessed abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we rejoice and praise His name for His goodness and kindness to us. And so we look forward to that on the Lord's Day as well. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to pick up Psalm 90, the 90th Psalm. And I'm three verses I want to read there, beginning in verse number 10, where the Bible says this: "The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16 tells us that we're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Imagine there's a bank that credits your account every morning with $86,400. Now, it carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening, whatever part of the balance you failed to use is deleted out of your account. What would you do? Well, of course, you'd draw out every cent every day before the end of the day. But each of us has a bank. The bank's name is time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. And every night it writes off as lost whatever of this you failed to invest for a good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Every day, listen, every day a new account is open for each of us. And each night it burns the remaining of the day. If I fail to use the deposits, the loss is ours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against tomorrow. I have to live today on today's deposits. I have to invest it as to get the most out of it in health and happiness and success and satisfaction. The clock is running, and it's running today. Make the most of today. I heard a story about a man who worked at a factory. One of his main jobs was to blow the factory whistle at 5 o'clock to indicate the workday was over. He walked to work each day and passed a jewelry store where a beautiful grandfather clock was displayed in the window. Every morning, he stopped and set his pocket watch to match the time on the grandfather clock. Well, one morning, the store owner was out front sweeping the sidewalk, and the factory worker asked him how he kept such accurate time on the grandfather clock. "Oh," the jeweler said, "I set it every afternoon when the factory whistle blows at 5 o'clock. Well, that could lead to some trouble. And listen, we know we live off the clock, do we not? Time is important to all of us. And Benjamin Franklin said, do not squander time, for it is stuff life is made of. But many people today are frustrated because they fight the clock as a way of life. They stay up late, they sleep as late as they can, and then rush frantically off to work or school, maybe gulping down some unhealthy breakfast or no breakfast at all, I see them apply makeup in the car or at a stoplight or talking on the cell phone. You know what's amazing as you read the Bible, especially the Gospels, about Jesus' life? He never seemed to be in a hurry. He was doing the most important job in the world, without a doubt. But he knew he'd only had a few years to do it, but he never ran. He never seemed hasty. He took time to consider the birds of the air, the flowers of the field. He had time to put his hands on the little children and bless them. Time was his friend. And the Bible gives us some great insight on how time can become our friend rather than our enemy. You know, we understand, do we not? God does not operate in the realm of time or space. We do. God doesn't have to wear a watch. He doesn't have to keep track of things on his cell phone. No, he's the creator. He's greater than time. So we want to make time our friend. We do live in the area, in the realm of time. So I'm going to use the four-letter word, T-I-M-E, to help us learn it's important. The first T of time means treasure. That means we ought to treasure it as a valuable commodity. You number your years. We do. We celebrate birthdays. What is that? Numbering our years. And we ought to make sure we every day is precious. Treasure it. Number it. If you want to know the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. If you want to know the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. If you want to know how valuable is an hour, ask the businessman whose flight was delayed an hour and he missed an important business deal. How valuable is 1 minute? Ask the man who had a heart attack in the restaurant. And the EMT happened to be sitting at the next table and CPR saved his life. How valuable is a second? Ask the person who barely missed a head-on collision with an oncoming car. How valuable is a tenth of a second or a hundredth of a second? Ask the Olympic swimmer who missed a medal by 6/10 of a second. Time is valuable. Treasure every moment you have. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. And that's why it's called the present. Someone rightfully said, you can always make more money, but you cannot make more time. Have you ever heard the expression that, well, time is money? Well, that's not true. Time is much more valuable than money. It may be hard to make more money, but it can be done. But it's totally impossible to make more time. Time is more valuable than money. A.W. Tozer said this, time is a resource that is non-renewable and non-transferable. You can't store it, slow it up, lay it up, hold it up, divide it up, or give it up. You can't hoard it up or save it for another day. When it's lost, it's unrecoverable. When you kill time, remember, it has no resurrection. So understand that you should treasure time as the most valuable asset you're given in this world. All right, that's T, treasure. I means invest. Now, we use a lot of phrases regarding time that really aren't possible. You can't buy more time, and you can't really find more time. We speak of making time, but that's really not possible either. Number one, you can't save time. You can only invest it. Time is more valuable than money. But it's like money in that it can be spent and invested. It's different from money because money can be saved, time can't. If you don't use it, you lose it. Forever in the early 1970s, Jim Croce wrote a song that said, if I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. Those are great lyrics, but it'd be nice if we could save time, but you can't. In fact, a few months after he wrote that song, he was tragically killed in a plane crash in Louisiana at the age of 30. You can't save time. Oh, I know. We were supposed to have all kinds of time-saving appliances, microwave ovens, and even our cell phones and iPads and iPods. Oh, those are all going to be time-saving devices. But hasn't turned out to be that way, has it? You can't save it. You can only spend it and invest it. Because when you invest time, where you invest your time reveals what's most important to you. 168 hours in a week. Now, if you spend 8 hours a night sleeping, and most don't, but if you did, 56 of those would be sleeping. 24 of those, they say, is spent in eating and personal hygiene, and 50 working or traveling to and from work. That means there's only about 35 hours of discretionary time left over, or about 5 hours a day. Now, where are you investing those hours? If I were to follow you around and observe you for those 5 hours for about 10 days, I can tell you what's most important in your life. Now, you may not like it or you may not agree with it, but I would tell you what's important, whether it's surfing the net or watching the television or reading books or whatever you're doing. How much of that discretionary time is given to the Lord? How much is given to your family? A study of 1,500 households found mothers working outside the home spend an average of 11 minutes a day on weekdays and 30 minutes a day on weekends with the children. Fathers spend an average of 8 minutes on weekdays and 14 minutes on weekends in different activities with their children. I know mom or dad will say, well, I don't spend much time with my family, but the little time I do spend is quality time. That's really not a great phrase, because really it's an excuse for not spending more time together. Quality time is kind of a misnomer, because all time is the same quality. Consider this second. Was it a higher quality than the previous second? Or of this second right now? It's like talking about quality money. I've offered you a $100 bill and you say, no, it's wrinkled. I'd rather have a brand new crisp $5 bill because it's better quality. I'll make that deal with you all day long. You see, so be careful. Invest your time. Invest your time. Treasure your time. Invest your time. The M in time is manage your time. Manage your time. Time management expert was teaching a seminar for executives. And we're going to have to, I think I'm going to have to stop there. Well, I'll try to get it in. He placed a large, clear, open mouth jar in front of the group. Next, he put 7 or 8 large rocks into the jar until it was full. Is the jar full? He asked, and everybody nodded their approval. Then he took pebbles and filled up the jar with the small rocks until they reached the rim. Is the jar full? Well, by now they didn't answer. So he poured fine sand in. Now is the jar full? Some nodded. Then he took a pitcher of water and filled up the jar again. Now is it full? And they said, well, what are you telling us? He said, what's the lesson about time management? One hand shot up and he said, no matter how busy you are, you can always fit more things into your schedule. No, that's wrong, he said. The lesson is, unless you put the big rocks in first, they'll never fit in. Hey, you need to figure out what the big rocks are for you. What are the big rocks in your life? Giving time to God? Giving time to your marriage? Giving time to your children? If you don't put the big rocks in first, someone else will fill up your jar with other things. You understand? Now, I'm going to talk to you about managing the time, okay? And then we'll get to the last E of time, and we're going to do that tomorrow, okay? Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I appreciate you folks. Thank you so much for you give time to time to help us with the expense of the radio. You're a blessing to us, an encouragement to us. And if you have anything, we have anything we can do for you, let us know, an email or a phone call, all right? Hey, have a marvelous, marvelous Monday, everyone, and we'll be back with you, Lord willing, on the radio tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.